You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft. Join me in a Play the Draft contest with the Cleveland Browns. Play the Draft is a free, easy-to-play fantasy game for the NFL Draft. Find undervalued draft prospects for your chance to win VIP experiences as a Browns fan and take it to a whole new level. So go ahead and play the draft right now. Don't just watch the draft. Play the draft. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Got some phone calls coming in. We're going to talk with University of Utah defensive end Nate Orchard, who led the FBS in sacks with 18 and a half in 2014. Defensive end. We'll ask him if he's comfortable maybe making the switch to a 3-4 outside linebacker. Get the scouts' take on him. We'll speak with him in the second hour. But now we've got Bob in Manchester on the line. What's up, Bob?
Yes, I remember years ago we drafted a wide receiver and made him a tight end named Ozzie Newsome.
Uh-huh.
And there's a wide receiver named Devin Funchess.
Funchess would be the one.
And I was wondering what you thought about him being drafted and then put a tight end by the Browns. And then also for a late-round draft pick, I was curious about this Brandon Bridge from South Alabama, who seems to have all the physical tools to be a starter someday.
So we'll start with Funchess. I think Funchess is a tight end. That's kind of how I view him, as more of a receiver. I think you can obviously play him out wide and flex him out wide like you do with a Graham or a Gronk, but I would look at him as a receiving tight end, and I think that the Browns look at him that way as well, and if they do decide to go that route with him, if he's drafted, I could see it maybe in the second round with that first pick in the second round and fitting that bill, because you could also groom him to transition to receiver as it goes on, but I think it just gives you a lot of flexibility. Blake Bell, 6'6", 252, out of Oklahoma, is somebody who's a little bit of a later look. He was good in the 20-yard shuttle, good in the 6-yard shuttle. Shows he has good short area quickness. He was good in the 40-yard dash as well. So he can move. He's still in a new position. He's very raw, but he's not a guy who is a huge, you know, receiver, kind of what the Browns need, I think, right now.
No, I think, Devin Funchess would be a dream come true. Yes. In the second round because of the role that you can build for him in this offense. And also, too, I just think he's a defensive nightmare. You know, having played linebacker, he would be your consistent matchup problem for any defense, because it's going to cause you to go from one package to the next every single time he walks on the field, and you still never know where he's going to line up.
Right.
So, and we'll just talk the Jets because of, you know, they have a multitude of corners between Buster Skrine, Antonio Cromartie, and Darrell Revis. And you look at what we would have. If we came out in four wide, Hartline, Bow, Hawkins, and Funchess, you know, you've got Cromartie, Revis, and Skrine. The three corners would cover maybe the three wide receivers, and you're going to get either a safety or a walked-out linebacker or the fourth corner, which would be your dime corner, covering Funchess. And I like that matchup all day long. What, 6'4", 225, guy can jump out of the gym. Maybe gets up to 235. You know, he's going to be your move guy. He's an absolute nightmare offensively. He'd be a steal in the second round.
And he's the kind of guy that can create those mismatches, as you said, and that you can help build an offense around. Some of the better offenses in the league are driven by that move slot tight end. I'm not saying that he's akin to a Jimmy Graham or a Gronk at all, but I'm saying that that's the kind of dynamic ability he would bring to that tight end position, because he was a receiver. He's got some speed. He's got size. He would be a mismatch for a nickel. Buster Skrine, for example, would be giving up a tremendous amount of size to him as a nickel corner.
A foot.
And we saw how he struggled with Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Or if he's on a linebacker, he's going to be faster to be able to get away from the linebacker.
Absolutely.
So I would like that in the second round, especially now. I'm fine with the wide receiving core of Bo, Hartline, and Hawk as your top three receivers. I'm fine going into opening day with that. If you got that move tight end to add, it'd be kind of like a hybrid receiver. I think you've got a pretty good pass-catching group for the Cleveland Browns. And if you were to go, you know, nose tackle and then a pass rusher in the first round, come back and get a guy like Funchess in the second round, I think you're in pretty good shape going into this season. You've shored up the two big weaknesses on your defense. You've gotten that move tight end, which is the one big hole that's left on your offense.
Yes.
And you're almost ready to go after the first two rounds. You're ready to have your starting lineup, and then you're going to be able to draft the best position and best players available to help your team with the remaining, you know, seven picks in your draft.
Absolutely. Again, it'd be an absolute home run slam dunk, because he's been rumored. You know, he was linked at a point to the Cleveland Browns, at 19, which would have been a huge stretch. But then also, too, he's lingered around the end of the first round, and he's in that second, maybe even third tier of wide receivers since, you know, Perriman has shot up and Jalen Strong has shot up. Devin Smith is another guy that could go for, you know, first round. So let's just hope everybody kind of forgets about him and he just, you know, just continues to sink, and it would be an absolute home run slam dunk for us in the second round.
Well, at ClevelandBrowns.com, we all have our recent mock drafts, and I do have the Browns going nose tackle, then a pass rusher, and then in that second round, that's where you'd get either a receiver or the move tight end, which would be Funchess would be the best one of the bunch there. Max Williams as well, but I don't think he's going to be there. Dynamism is what I was, I guess, trying to say. Thank you, James. I was trying to just blah, blah, blah. That's what happens after WrestleMania. It's certainly a very long week out there. Nate Orchard from Utah will join us when we kick off hour number two. I'll tell you what. If you did get a move tight end early that could come in and start right away, or maybe Rodney Smith is a guy you could look at trying to slide into that role, but he's pretty thin.
Yes.
He's a little too slight,
yeah.
I think. This Browns offense, I think, has the makings. A very good offensive line, two very good young running backs. It still doesn't. You don't have that quarterback set, which is, to me, the ultimate key, but the talent around him and what they would be working with on opening day would be, I think, significantly better than it was a year ago.
I agree with that. That's a complete fact. And anybody that, you know, says different otherwise is off their completely rocker.
Off their rocker. We don't want anybody off their rocker. We're talking golf. We're talking April Fool's Day. We're talking the Browns. And we're doing it for one more hour here. Nate Orchard, defensive end from the University of Utah, will be with us when we come back. We'll talk to him about his draft process, how that's gone, if he's talked to the Browns, and get all that insight for you from him. That's coming up when we return here. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just so I could say that, well, I know that you're going to be okay anyway. You know there's no